So one other question is, I just wonder if you could just sort of take a deep breath. Now you've been through a lot of details and stuff, and provide more of a macro view of kind of what this experience has been like for you and the institution.
Oh, sure. I'm happy to. I think this is something we're constantly reflecting upon because we've gone through a wave of emotion. In early March, there was so much uncertainty ahead. We really felt like we were making decisions without a lot of information. And so what has helped tremendously has been having guiding principles, knowing that we are here to serve our patients in a very mission-driven way, wanting to create an environment that is safe both for our patients and for staff, our frontline staff, being sure there was appropriate PPE, being sure that there's transparency in what we are aware of, having great communications around really primers and education on critical care so that all of our staff were learning and understanding what's evidence-based and about coronavirus. As time has gone on, we're poised to have increased ventilator support, lots of innovation around telemedicine, as I mentioned, really plans for things to have escalated even beyond where, fortunately, they did. And that has built a bit of confidence to say, okay, we need to make sure we get back to a real focus on taking care of the underlying cancer. Because the other concern that is emerging that you can see in the literature, both here and globally, is that people have had limited access to care, unfortunately. They've had limited access to screening, and there are projections about what the impact of undiagnosed or delayed diagnoses in cancer will do to cancer-related morbidity and mortality in the years to come. And so we really need to stay, I think, mission-focused, continue to care for our patients, be there for our patients while we're managing the constraints around the pandemic.
How much of a concern do you have in terms of, obviously, screening and mammography has been tremendously affected in many areas, I'm sure New York as well. We heard a case last week from Rich Stone at Dana-Farber of a patient who showed up who'd been bumped around from different docs, ERs, tried to get help, didn't want to get help, ended up having advanced pancreatic cancer, died in 3 days. Any thoughts about how long it's going to take before we start seeing, significant impacts? Or maybe we're seeing them now. Do you think we are seeing people present with toxicity, maybe more than they would of therapy, and presenting for first diagnosis of cancer with more advanced disease?
Yes, I'm concerned that we are seeing that now and that we need to be educated and educate our patients about signs and symptoms that should not be neglected, that we need to be available to the best of our ability to be there for those diagnostic and screening modalities. And it is possible to do this. Now, admittedly, we have needed to extend hours so that we can socially distance. We've needed to be very careful about our facilities planning, and we are tracking hour by hour both staff and patients that are coming through buildings to ensure that we can continue to provide those important screening services while also maintaining social distancing, universal masking, screening questions at the door. So it has really placed a large burden on practices and health systems around the country, but I think it's critically important to be able to continue caring for our patients and being socially responsible for our communities.
All right, well, let's take a quick look at these slides and sort of see what you think about it. I'll just sort of fly through these. You can see the other faculty we have involved with this project, William O, also from New York. But when we first started thinking about Tony, I didn't think there was going to be a problem there. But now, wow, not good there. Okay, so here's what we saw. So 75 community-based oncologists. Here's their clustering. Here are the states. Actually, 7 people from New York out of the, say, 10%. Pretty random sample. This is the one I thought was really interesting.
Absolutely. So really everybody is feeling some impact on the severity of COVID in their area. And I think that's not so surprising. The wave that we felt early on in March is really happening across the country. And you can see that there are wide ranges in testing availability and percent positivity cropping up. But I think this is something that we're going to be seeing throughout the country.
Yeah, I'm just going to go through these and you can just comment on them. And I think the thing that we saw right away talking with people all over the country was quickly implementation of screening procedures, PPE, and visitors.
Definitely.
So that happened pretty much everywhere.
Agreed.